Yes. One question for the Commission and one for the Minister. Commissioner, after we've been giving these 6 billion to Turkey, and the free initial plus the free, are you not afraid that other countries could start asking for more money to take back migrants or to stop them? I mean, I saw, for example, 2 weeks ago when Ego and Stemmeyer were in Niger, the Niger foreign minister went on the records as saying we want 1 billion to stop migrants. And so I was wondering whether you are afraid that this could actually rise the stakes for many other countries. Secondly, foreign minister, I mean, we have another jet crash of the cost of Egypt. I know that it's very early to understand what actually went happened there, but at the same time there is the high risk that that the French security is involved. I mean, the airport from where the plane left was Charles de Gaulle, where there is a state of emergency and at the same time there is a very high alert. Did you discuss today this issue among ministers?
Well, I will answer the first question. Sure. If you don't mind, I would like to remind you once again that this amount is not given to Turkey. This amount goes straight to UNHCR, to NGOs, to the Syrian Fund, in order to improve the conditions of the refugees and the migrants who are right now in Turkey. This is the purpose of this money. So it is far away from our way of thinking to start bargaining with other countries in order to give them money and in their turn to give us back their support in order to address migratory issues. No, it is not the case. I don't think that other countries would be encouraged because, as it was clearly said today, and I thank you for the question, we do not give money, we do not buy dignity and humanity. It's a question of an agreement based on our mutual concerns on whatever has to do with migration. Yes, we want to engage third countries, as we said, in order to tackle this phenomenon. That's why, answering to your question before, I told that we urge and we encourage ministers to support us by developing and fostering bilateral relations with many countries. There are many countries, members of the European Union, that have privileged relations with third countries in the region, either in Northern Africa or in the Sahel region or in the Middle East. So we unite our forces, we follow a common strategy and policy on that, and as I said before, and I repeat once again, we are not here to buy or sell. We are here to discuss, negotiate, in order all together to address this very, very complex phenomenon.
Well, I think you rightfully said yourself that it's very early. So the things you suggested were not discussed today. The thing we have done today only is, at this stage, to offer our condolences to the friends and families of those who have lost their lives in this horrible crash. But we didn't go further than that.
I thank you very much for your attendance and wish you a very pleasant weekend.